presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for dead people. Presidents to represent me. Sit the dump. Thank God for presidents, dead presidents, that give us the day off. It's the People's Podcast, the show about men in spandex on thingsdeathsays.net.
Yeah, this song has nothing to do with wrestling.
Happy Jack Tunney Day, Fraz.
Why are you celebrating Jack Tunney? He's not even American.
Calm down, Brain.
Thank you, Bobby the Brain Ian.
That's right. It's a day off, but of course, there are no days off in wrestling.
It's also a family day across the border, isn't it?
You know what? Fuck family day. Yeah.
Why do the Canadians have to be so nice? And
unless it's Wyatt Family Day, in which case,
or the Von Erich family.
Yeah, in which case,
not the McMahon family though.
No, they could probably afford their own day though.
McMahon Day. It probably isn't Greenwich Day.
I'm surprised there isn't. There's a Ric Flair Day in Charlotte.
There should be a McMahon Day in Stamford then, shouldn't there?
You think on Ric Flair Day, everyone is required to get drunk and spend gross amounts of money?
No, I just think everyone has to wear a robe.
That's good enough. What if you yell woo and you have to wear a suit and then you have to take off your suit and then beat it up?
Yes. Everyone has to hire a limo out.
It's a requirement. Ric Flair Day and Whacking Day are my two favorite days of the year.
Whacking Day?
Yeah.
I don't want to know, do I?
You never watched that Simpsons episode?
Oh, the snake one.
Yeah.
It's a good day. Whacking day. They go around hitting snakes with red mallets.
They should have there should have been one time where Jake the Snake was in a feud with somebody, but he forgot it was whacking day. So he reached in to pull out Damien.
Someone whacked him.
But he had been whacked. So it's just a stick.
I think he got in enough trouble with the animal people for using that snake.
There needs to be like an investigative story done on Jake Roberts and snake and abuse. Yeah.
He's been in trouble enough times.
That's true. I need some journalism done on this, Mr. Meltzer. Where are you at?
Yeah, compromise your ethics.
Yeah. So what do you think of wrestling this week? The state of things. Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns conquering five other men.
And then beating the hell out of proceeding to not like each other.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know where they're going with Roman Reigns now.
I'm still convinced.
I genuinely don't.
I'm still convinced he's going to win, and he's going to go to WrestleMania, and he's going to win. That's clearly not what I would like to happen, but that's what makes sense to me in my head.
There's also been rumblings that Vince has decided that he might go for the triple threat option, which means, but I don't like that idea. I think it's going to that well one too many times.
I don't know. I haven't heard that idea, but I haven't read a dirt sheet in weeks, so I don't know what's happening. This is like the worst time to not be plugged into wrestling, but that's where I am right now.
You'll get into it once Fastlane is done, because that's 4 weeks, 6 weeks to go. Until we're in the, was it Levi Stadium?
Yeah. I like not reading dirt sheets. It's a lot less on my mind.
You just get angry like me.
I can dedicate it to other things like laundry and dishwashing. And
watching Steen and Generico. We'll get to Steen and Generico in a
throwback
bit.
Vibes on Thursday.
Yes, we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, apart from that, I'm still maintaining we'll see the Undertaker very soon. It looks like it. With Bray Wyatt.
I don't care. I mean, Bray Wyatt is just completely. I've completely lost any interest in the Bray Wyatt character. He just says shit.
I'm with you. I've completely lost faith in it, but it's The Undertaker. And
once
The Undertaker's involved, I'm automatically sold.
All right. Well, it's because you're a fan, but I don't care. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, why does The Undertaker want
We'll see how they work it, but I'm trying to figure that out myself. Why would The Undertaker care about what Bray Wyatt has to say?
Yeah, nobody else does. He must be really bored if he cares about what Bray Wyatt has to say at this point. I mean, yeah, who did Bray Wyatt beat recently? Dolph Ziggler. Good for him. Everyone else beat Dolph Ziggler, too.
Everybody.
Yeah. If you want.
You know what I am looking forward to, though?
What?
If they do it and if they keep the feud ongoing, Dean Ambrose versus Wade Barrett.
Well, that's clearly the feud they're going with.
I hope it lasts until WrestleMania, though. That's my thing.
We'll see.
I don't want them to put them in a gimmick route, get battle royal.
I love how Dean Ambrose's motivation isn't so much that he wants the title, but that he wants his picture
on a wall. On a wall.
Why can't he just put his own picture on a wall?
By the way, if you want to buy pictures of WWE superstars,
you can buy 8x10s. Where?
If you go, you know, log on to your internet browser, Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer, go to things Dez says. Don't know, I'm not going to let you speak, Dez. I'm good. And then you go to things Dez says. Don't know, and then you click on the link that says, click here. And then you click on that. That means you can speak now.
Oh, click here.
And then you click on the Amazon.com that you know, and it takes you to the Amazon.com that you know and love. And you can. What did you say? You can buy 8x10s?
You can buy 8x10s. You can buy fat heads. Remember fat heads?
Ah. Yes. You can buy action figures.
Just peel it and stick it for us. It's a fat head.
That's what I'm saying. You can buy those what are they called? Those bobbleheads too.
Oh, or you can buy the brawling buddies.
That's the one I was thinking of, the brawling buddies.
Yeah, man. You can buy all that stuff on Amazon. Or if you just want to sit and watch, then you can buy some DVDs. But you know, these are more expensive. So buy the expensive ones.
You know, and buy the limited edition action figures too.
Yeah.
And what, you know, if you're anything like me, you won't take them out of the box.
They should have limited addiction action figures. And it's like X-Pac and Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy and Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. It's just Scott Hall's on there sometimes. But sometimes he doesn't show up, you know.
Jake the Snake.
It's so terrible.
We're horrible.
But then the Jake the Snake one, it has a DDP one behind him, like giving him motivation.
That's the one he has for a Scott Hall as well. Scott Hall has to have a DDP one behind him too.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yes.
We're horrible.
Making fun of people's drug problems on the People's Podcast on President's Day.
And then we have to have a, you know, I'm better than you. And that's just CM Punk on his own.
Yeah. He's just like off to the side of everyone else.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Raw had Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns wrestling twice. They should, I bet tonight they challenge for the tag team titles somehow.
And they'll win too.
Just why not?
Give them the tag team titles. Why not? Remember how they did it with Cena and was it Michaels at WrestleMania 23? They were both they were tag team champions.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Here,
you got nothing else. No, but, okay. Do you think they'll take the belt off the Usos though? I don't think.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Hey, you leave the Usos titles alone. They work hard.
Sure they do, but so does everyone else. All right, so.
Also think that we're going to get Dustin versus Cody at WrestleMania?
Yeah. And nobody's going to care. They're probably going to be the pre-show match.
Probably.
So I was watching Raw this week, and I know this is breaking news in 2015, but it is really, really long. I was watching the Divas Head of Match, and I fast-forwarded through it. And then up next, Dean Ambrose came out, and I was like, what the fuck? When is the main event going to start? I like Dean Ambrose.
You also like Wade Barrett.
Yeah, but I also like
BMZ, by the way.
But I also like when Raw is over, and that's what I wanted. And instead, Dean Ambrose came out. And then The Miz came out after, and I was really upset. So
But then Triple H came out, and you had to watch that segment.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ah, there was just so much crap on this show.
And by the way, for all those people who are wondering, no, that wasn't Sting.
So
Sting was not there last week.
All right.
It was an extra.
I don't know, man. Raw is at the point where it should be exciting, and I still don't care.
Yeah, they've messed it up at the minute.
At this point, I don't even know if it's their fault. I'm just not interested.
Yeah, no, I get that. What do you think they're going to go with Rusev and Cena?
I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a fucked finish at the pay-per-view, and they're going to do a no DQ match at WrestleMania.
Put Lana on a pole match.
Oh, God. Lana on my pole. What?
Hey,
that was blue. So, I don't know. Although, you know,
also,
I'll tell you this.
I also like Lana, by the way.
I'm also a big fan of this Lana character. Says the person who is in a happy relationship. I think Rusev is a much better promo than Lana after this past week.
You know, Rusev doesn't sound like a Russian or an Eastern European. He sounds a little bit Latino. Like, what?
He sounded like he could do a pretty good promo without Lana.
I think so.
I was afraid of him.
I don't think they're going to drop Lana just yet, though. Do you?
No, I don't think so. She is the.
I think she does add something to the Rusev character.
She's the most marketable part of that act. I think she'll be there for a while.
Absolutely, she's a Miss Elizabeth to that Rusev.
Oh boy, oh boy. By the way, you have the network now. Did you get a chance to go up and watch the WWE's crazy, stupid love show?
No.
I think that's something we should do. You know how they have those stupid specials they do after Raw? Sometimes they're really good, sometimes they're really dumb. I think we should make it a point to watch them and
what, just to annoy me?
Yeah, no, because sometimes they're good.
Okay, have you watched it?
No, not yet. And I'm not gonna watch this one. But we should start in futures is
I think
is
you should watch it, because your girl's on it.
Who? Oh, Renee Young?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to piss off Dean Ambrose.
It's fine to piss off Rusev.
Well, Dean Ambrose will walk to my house. I don't know if you know. I'm just imagining right now Dean Ambrose like walking down my street.
Right, he's in Orlando. He'll be there by Wednesday.
He's like trying to find my house, but he can't because our number isn't painted where it's supposed to be. So he's just like he's trying to walk around and asking people where the address is.
He'll be there by Wednesday.
Oh man.
Oh no, he's got SmackDown tomorrow. Oh, I'll be there by Thursday.
What a thing.
He would do it too, I reckon.
That should be a new segment. Dean Ambrose walks places.
Dean Ambrose walks. That's how they should do like an interview segment where he walks and talks.
Yeah, and it's like to Batista's theme music.
He walks alone.
Oh man.
I'm worried about Dean Ambrose a bit though, because he is very good at that comedy stuff.
Yes.
Very good.
Dean Ambrose, by the way, can stomp a mud hole in you and then walk it dry.
He really can. Bless him. All he wants is a picture on the wall.
That's right.
Why would you deny him that?
He's Dean Ambrose. Why would you deny him anything? He's been proven. He doesn't pay his cab fare, man. This man is unstable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what put him over the edge for me.
He gets out of the cab and doesn't pay. And the cab driver will drive off.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that part. So... anyway, Dean Ambrose probably challenging for the Intercontinental title. I don't know if he'll
win. Which will be a great match. Have you seen the Sheamus promo?
Yes, he likes to fight. I don't think that's more. I don't really think that's a heel promo so much as a.
As a hyping up promo?
So much as a we don't know what we're going to do with him yet promo.
No, I think they're turning him heel.
I hope so.
They only do those promos when they're coming back as a heel. I'm telling you.
All right. I don't know. I've seen it done both ways.
I'm going to ask you the eternal question again. I've been asking you the same question for 3 months now. When the hell is Randy Orton coming back?
Here's my eternal answer going forward. I don't care.
No, we always say, oh, he's coming back tonight.
Yeah, but I just stopped caring now.
They got to do something with Mr. Rollins at WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know, probably fight Orton. Kind of hard to fight someone who's not there, but they'll figure it out. I mean, they booked God once, so... we'll figure it out.
And yeah, if you can book God, then you can book Randy Orton to come out.
Especially since, you know, he's ready to come back and stuff.
I sometimes wonder what goes through Vince's head.
I don't care. I gave up. They probably forgot about Orton, to be honest. Probably what happened.
Let's talk about something good, Des. Let's talk about last Wednesday night.
They promoted this a grand total of one time on Raw.
There was no match.
They had one half of the tag team champions on Raw. They didn't mention it then.
No, they didn't. But who cares? It didn't need promoting.
Yeah, it did. On a national television in front of 4 million viewers, sure as hell could have been promoted.
Whatever. It could have, but they didn't. I don't know what Vince's problem is. Anyway.
So
let's
NXT,
talk about Wednesday night.
The NXT show was on Wednesday. The highly anticipated Arrival show. I don't even know what to call it at this point. Takeover, Arrival, Takeover.
This is Arrival. This one was Arrival.
Didn't they arrive last year?
It's a different bunch of people, isn't it? Some of them have gone up or not gone up.
If you look at the people on the show, you're absolutely right. Because just looking at the match card, look. First match, Hideo Itami.
squashed, who only came in 6 months ago,
squashed Tyler Breeze.
It was a good squash though.
You had Finn Balor wrestling Adrian Neville. I'm just looking at how star studded everything on the show is so far. Then you had the Divas
match was quite star studded too.
Then you had the four girls, and then you had
Owens and Zane.
What a star studded card this was! Holy crap!
The only bad thing about this show, and I put it on Twitter last week, the only thing I didn't enjoy was a tag team match
with
Sin Cara and
Kalisto against Blake and Murphy, who need new names immediately.
Yeah. They're just called Blake and Murphy.
Yeah. Blake and Murphy. Like, you guys, I don't even know if those are first names or last names.
They're last names.
Hmm. All right.
Well, Blake might be a first name, but yeah, Murphy is definitely last name.
Could be either one.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this was a very good show.
I do like their theme music, though. It's very dubsteppy. Let's talk about that first match between Tommy and Breeze. You're right, it was a squash match, but it was a very good squash match.
It was fine. Tommy came in, he sold for Breeze for a while, and then he kicked the shit out of him.
Done a bunch of kicks.
Yeah, and then he won. And he's never going to do the go to sleep, I've decided.
You don't think so?
No.
He's not allowed?
I don't know. He always teases it, but he never does it.
That annoys you more than anything, the fact that he teases it and then doesn't do it.
And the fans know, like the fans pop, but he just doesn't do it. I don't know. I think it's funny. I never want him to do it, ever.
You just wanted to keep teasing it?
Yes. Just every time tease it, but never do it.
Like, maybe he'll do it if he ever gets to WrestleMania one day. He'll do it then.
Maybe he'll do it then. But by then, everyone forgets what it is. Yeah. Like, oh, he just kneed him in the face from the shoulder. Wow.
Wait. Someone else used to do that.
I don't know who it was.
Someone else.
He's probably married now. Let's move on. Yeah, but
then we did have that tag team match, so we'll ignore that one.
It was a fine squash, though, because because he lost last week, so it was a great way to rehab him and say, look, this guy is still a badass.
He will kick you very hard.
His style is kick, and he kick your ass.
By the way, Jason Alba isn't the world's greatest announcer, I've decided.
He is not?
No.
I would agree with you.
He's terrible.
I still think Alex Riley is a lot worse.
I don't know. I've never heard Alex Riley announce.
I think you have. He just sounds so generic that you don't even know he's there. By the way,
I don't watch B shows.
By the way, he's on NXT.
Who?
Alex Riley. By the way,
why I don't pay attention to him.
Why is Tom Phillips on SmackDown doing color commentary? When on NXT, he's being brought up to be a play-by-play guy.
You can't have Michael Cole doing color.
Yeah, but I thought you were supposed to develop guys to do... I hate this show sometimes. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but he's still young. He'll get his chance. Don't worry. Calm down.
But it just makes no sense. Like, he's learning to do play-by-play, but then he goes to the main show, and he's told to do the exact opposite of what he was taught to do.
Hey, they teach him everything in NXT. You know that. By the way, Corey Graves is wonderful.
He's very good. He's been doing it for, 2 months?
Yeah, he's better than a lot of the announcers in the WWE right now.
He's better than, like, all of them.
Yeah. My another question is, Renee Young, bless her heart, does every other NXT show, yet she doesn't do any other pay-per-views. Why?
Because she probably sucks live and we just don't know.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. That's my guess.
Bless her, she does every other show.
She does. She's well. They like to alternate, though. To be fair, they do switch them out.
In fact, yes, Corey Graves was wonderful at telling stories and giving background.
Yeah, I wish the other two could have caught up.
Yeah,
they did a Finn Balor entrance. If he gets to do entrances like this every week, or if he gets to do one entrance like that, can you imagine him getting the opportunity to do an entrance at WrestleMania?
Oh, in front of 80,000 people.
That will blow everything else away.
John Cena does the elaborate entrances at WrestleMania every year, pretty much.
Yep.
This would blow John Cena's entrances out of the water.
Hell yeah.
It would kill his entrances.
That would be awesome. He'll get there.
I'm a big fan of Finn. I loved his work in Europe. I saw some of it in Europe. I kind of lost touch when he went to Japan.
That's where he became a star.
that's where he became a star, but I lost kind of.
I think it's funny. I just think it's hilarious that, like, in Japan, his character was that he is like this bully, this European who just came in and bullied all the Japanese guys. And here he sounds so like he's portrayed as a badass.
He sounds very gentle, isn't he?
He's portrayed as a badass, but when he talks, he sounds very gentle and nice.
Yes. Sounds like how Seamus doesn't sound.
Yeah.
By the way, they love the Irish, don't they? WWE, they have, Seamus.
They have three Irish.
Finn Balor.
Calm down.
Becky Lynch.
There's three.
But there's only one Englishman. What the hell?
Well, no.
Two, sorry.
They have two.
You'd have more. I guess it's three because you got Paige as well.
Yeah. What? Just because she's not a man, you're not going to count her? You sexist.
I counted Becky Lynch. This
is
three.
This
sorry.
This is
I,
her
I,
house. Her house.
It is her house.
And there shall be no sexism in her house.
How could I forget her? She's my favorite diva anyway.
That's right. I don't know. Maybe the Bellas made you forget about her when they sprayed her with their tan spray.
God knows she needs it.
What a feud that is. That's the basis of the feud. She's too pale, and so they don't like
she's
her.
She's too pale. See, they didn't. They should have done that instead.
That is what they're doing.
Played a race card.
That is the feud.
She's too pale.
You're too pale, Paige.
Yeah. See, they're being nice to Bellas.
I think Paige and Sheamus need to like have some sort of working relationship, and they'll be called Pale
Pele.
Yes. Sure. Because they're pale.
They're pale.
Yeah.
And Sheamus can do the Pele kick.
So Adrian Neville and Finn Balor had a
proceed
great match.
To absolutely tear each other to pieces.
Yeah, I thought that was super good.
Match of the night for me.
Really? I thought, honestly, I picked for match of the night because the main event was a really good story and stuff. But for me, the match of the night was the four-way with the girls. I thought they...
I really enjoyed that, too.
Oh, man.
I don't want to give Bayley a hug, though. Sorry.
Constantly blow it away. I'm kind of bummed that they took the title off Charlotte, though.
It was a bit sudden, wasn't it?
I don't know what that means, if anything, but...
Do you think they'll do the Paige thing the night after WrestleMania?
I hope not. I don't know. We'll see.
But they've got a good crop of young, some good divas down there. Yeah. I think the thing about it is, and we've said it all, they're just revolving everything around the Total Divas thing right now. And they don't give these girls enough time on TV anyway, especially some of the talented ones like Paige and Nat. Who's the other one? Cameron, I think it was, wasn't it?
Naomi.
Was it Naomi, that's it.
Yeah. Well, she's busy going on double dates with Natalia and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah. That's what they... So, not Cameron. Cameron was an awful wrestler.
They should have Tyson Kidd and his cat go on a double date with Naomi and Jimmy Uso. And he just like leaves Natalia at home.
Now there's a storyline. I'd pay
great.
To watch that.
You should, yes. But,
what do you think of Sasha Banks? I'm not sure.
She's fine.
She's your generic... Paige has the British kind of European style going on. I think, and for, you know, Charlotte obviously has the name, but she can also bring it. I'm not sure. I think Sasha Banks is going to be a generic diva.
Well, I think that's why she's in that spot. They're trying to figure out what works for her and what her character can be.
Bailey, bless her heart, I don't think she's going to do anything.
Oh, man. Vince is going to have a field day with that character if it goes up to WWE.
Bailey.
I think actually it'd be hilarious if it goes up on WWE. Can you imagine the expense they would put into those tube men?
Yeah.
Those would be huge merch sellers. Actually, I changed my mind. Bayley's going to be a huge star.
After what you just said, yeah, you're probably right.
They're not going to have meet and greets. They're going to have hug and greets.
Oh, God. All the nerds are going to go nuts.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to hug her, by the way.
Yeah.
So, then we have Owens and Zayn, who
second
again
match,
proceeded to tear it down.
His second match in, and it's for the world title. And they play that up all night, too, which I thought was great, that he manipulated his way to the title. Because he wasn't...
And you know what else I love about the NXT shows? The video promos.
Oh, dude, that video. They show this at the end of the Go Home show, too. and it was perfect.
Yeah.
That video was perfect.
So yes. I think it says everything you need to know about those two in particular.
Yeah.
And if you want to know more about those two, listen to Throwback Vibes this Sunday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes, do it. It's going to entertain your ears.
We'll indeed it will. It's very fruit.
It is. But yes, this match I thought was awesome. I thought it was completely different from anything that they've done in the past.
Yes, very different. And the finish was amazingly well executed.
I'm not saying this to knock WWE. I'm saying this in a positive way. But this was them taking all the stuff that they'd done on the indies and making it a very WWE match.
It yes, felt less blood.
Less blood, better storytelling.
No protected, no unprotected chair shots to the head. Yeah,
but it was safe.
It was yes.
safe, and they did everything that they needed to do. They had Sami Zayn, he had his fiery comeback. But the story of the match was that Kevin Owens, because they want to get Kevin Owens over, that's the point of this. And so Kevin Owens not only gets a title match, his second match in, but
he wins.
He beats the fuck out of Sami Zayn.
He doesn't just win.
Well, that's the thing. He beats the Valiant champion so badly that the referee has to stop the match.
Well, that's a TKO.
Yeah. Referee had to intervene. So, I don't know. There's going to be some sort of segment next week. Because at the beginning of the match, Sami Zayn attacked the referee by accident as well. He hit the ref.
Yes. Do you think the referee had... They're going to play up a referee angle.
I don't know. But that's why I like NXT, because you don't know. But if they
did... The thing about it is NXT is an hour on the Wednesday, but it's 2 hours for the pay-per-view, and it works.
Yeah.
It's what Raw should be.
Yes.
Triple H has said as much.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Well, it's never happening.
Triple H.
All right. Lucha Underground I watched, by the way.
Yes, tell me about this.
This show is awesome. I watched it when it first started, and I just kind of stopped because it really wasn't my thing. But I watched it again this week. My God. Because here's the thing. They have professional Hollywood writers on this show, but not like 12 of them. They have like 2 of them.
Okay. And the rest of them are wrestling people?
Actually, I think they have like 1 wrestling person.
Okay.
But that's what makes this work, because this isn't a traditional wrestling show.
This is meant to be drama, isn't it?
It's a soap opera that happens to involve wrestling. And like they have full matches and stuff. Right. But the important things are the
backstage segments.
The stories. And those happen in matches, and they happen backstage. The guy that
Okay,
plays,
so who is the top face?
Right now you have Prince Puma, who should be the top face, but he was just murdered by Cage, so he should be back in the next couple of weeks to get his revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Mundo made his return to try and stand up for his friend Prince Puma, but he was murdered this week by Cage. And
so Cage is your heel.
Yes, he's the top heel. And as we saw at the end of this show, the evil boss, Dario Cueto, who, by the way, the guy who plays him is amazing. He is the greatest. He's like a professional actor. He rules. So this evil man, he's just celebrating. And then there's a knock and there's a knock at the door. And Alberto Del Rio comes in. And he just says,
"Oh, el patron."
He just says, "I'm here. I'm el patron. And I'm ready to fight." And Cueto is shocked. And it just ends with that amazing cliffhanger.
Wow.
Yes. Now,
so,
we need
Del Rio is not only doing Ring of Honor, he's doing Lucha Underground, too.
That's right. He's making a pretty penny, this man.
Good. I'm glad he's not in Nashville.
Yeah.
Good on you, Del Rio.
Good on you, Lucha Underground. Keep doing entertaining shows like that, and I will...
Keep watching.
I will continue to watch, even though Matt Stryker did drop the word muggle in commentary once, and I was like, what the fuck? You nerd.
Hang on, whoa, whoa, whoa. You cannot even... Shush.
Don't but he was even. Commentating a wrestling show.
Knowing you, you'd probably drop it in there too.
I understand the different fan bases. Even Vampiro made fun of him. It was awesome. He called him Matt Potter.
That's funny.
That's how Vampiro is funny.
Well, that says it all. He's Canadian.
I thought he was trying, so I appreciated it.
Oh, bless him, Vampiro. He needs to bring the kiss demon in, though, to Lucha Underground.
No, he does not.
Come on.
Somebody should ask him about that.
I will. One day. We'll get to interview him one day, and I'll ask him about the kiss demon. That's going to be my first question, by the way, to Vampiro.
So, tell me about the kiss demon.
Forget all the stuff we did in Japan and Mexico.
Yeah.
No, tell me about the kiss demon.
Yeah. The epic graveyard match in 2001.
2000. They were dead by 2001, thank God. They were in the grave. Yeah.
They were in the graveyard. Bastards. They should have been in the river.
What, drowned?
Yes.
Well, Vince did basically drown them.
Good. They deserve it.
If you want to know more about that, you can buy Brian Alvarez's book. Again, if you go to thingsdeadsays.net, you can click on the thing that says click here.
Click here.
And go and purchase that book.
That's right. Which I still have not finished reading. I'm like, I read the first 5 chapters, I think. But every chapter...
How long? You've had that book for... Jeez.
Hey, I'm busy with things.
Okay. All right.
Every chapter, by the way, separated into a different year. So if you just want to know, what did they do this year? Just go to that. Yeah.
I'm going to go straight to the year 2000.
Yes. And then to the TNA chapter. All right. Well, that's all that's happened in wrestling this week. See? We could have not done a show and you wouldn't have missed anything.
Exactly. But there's one thing that we do need to do. We need to hype and help. I need some help.
God damn it. I keep forgetting to do that at the top of the show. Let's talk about this thing that we have going right now.
You can edit this, can't you?
No. It's on the thingsdeadsays.net page right now. If you go up there to this podcast description, you will see it in big letters right in front of your face. West Coast Wispy. Right?
West Coast Wispy.
That's right. And you have the chance to get some of the best perks available, including you can be witness to one of the greatest moments of this era. You get to
watch. What's the most asked question in your everyday life?
Yeah, no, not what came first, the chicken or the egg. Not is E equal to MC squared. No. The most important question in life today is, and this is a question, the Pope is wondering this question. Every religious prophet who's ever lived has wondered this question, but they haven't been able to answer this question, even though they are so holy. But for us,
yes,
we'll be answering this question. The question.
The question is,
can you knock yourself out by punching yourself in the face?
I still say no.
I think you can. I think it's a matter of blunt force. It doesn't matter if your brain's prepared for it. If you rattle your brain.
No, I think the fact that you know it's coming will kind of have given like a defense mechanism.
I think that's
trigger
like
it in your
it's
brain.
Like tickling yourself. You can't tickle yourself.
No. It's nothing like tickling yourself.
I think it's exactly the same.
Okay. But.
So you'll get access to things like that. We also have podcast prizes that we're going to give away. So you can, what did we say? You can be on the podcast. You can get a phone call for us. We'll tell you to piss off personally on your answering
machine. I'll insult you any way you like.
Any way you like. And we're negotiable on these, by the way. So.
If you have something that you want me to do, and within reason. Within reason.
Actually, no. Who needs reason? No, you're right. Within reason.
And I will endeavor to do it.
So West Coast Wispy, go up there. Our goal is to get...
The most frightening one is you're going to decide what show, potentially, if you pay the right amount, we will pick. If you give us a show to watch, even if it is WCW or... God damn it.
I don't know. Make it something that we would never watch normally.
Yeah.
Like the worst...
Pro-Wrestling Society X type thing.
Or just like a terrible movie.
Yeah, even movies. We will watch any. We will watch Ready to Rumble.
Oh, God. I will. I will hate it. I'll hate it, and I'll hate you for making me watch it. But I will watch it.
And we decided this off-air the other day is we will actually record as we're watching the movie.
Yes, you will get running commentary.
Which means we probably won't talk about the movie very much.
It'll just be us trying to figure out what we're going to do after.
But we will watch it.
You'll just hear me like smoking the whole time. That's going to be the whole movie.
Me trying me getting high off his off his fumes.
That's not true. I would blow it the other way for us. Anyway,
in all seriousness, though, I would appreciate any help that you guys could give. To quote Vince McMahon, it's a boyhood dream.
Yeah, we're trying to get Faraz out here for WrestleMania. We're close to doing it, but if you could help in any way, we would really appreciate that. And that's what that GoFundMe is there for. We don't expect to meet any kind of goal, but any kind of contribution that you can make would be greatly appreciated. So the easiest way that I could think of to do this is to have the page right there on thingsdezsays.net.
I'm sure I'll plug the page on Twitter and things. I'm sure Dez will.
So if you,
Steve will, I'm sure too, if he's around.
If you want to jump on that, then please do, so we can get Faraz out from the sad and gloomy place that is London to the happy
and
happy bubbly place that is San Jose
of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And how many times are you going to actually have the whole TDS crew in one place?
That's right. Debauchery will happen. Hey, if you support the project and you're actually going to be in San Jose, fuck it, we'll hang out with you, man.
So yeah, I'll even give you a hug.
That's right. As long as you're not Bailey.
As long as you're not Bailey, all right? Because if you're Bailey, I'm not hugging you.
All right. We're going to plug this harder on another show, as I promised for us. We will be back on Thursday for Throwback Vibes. And
it's Dez's birthday weekend, so I don't know what we're doing for Culture My Pop.
I'm not going to guarantee that there's going to be a Culture My Pop on Saturday. That's all I'm saying. I want there to be. But I don't know what's going to happen.
Things could happen.
Things will happen, and that's the problem. All right. So follow us.
And on... I will be back next week. Maybe with a guest. It will probably be just me, though, for the Fast Lane review show.
WWE Fast Lane.
I will be reviewing it. I will be marking out over Sting. And not much else, to be honest.
I will be uploading the show, but that's my involvement next week. So that's it.
And write in the description.
Oh, yeah. So, that's it. Follow us on Twitter at Dez Delgadillo, at The Wisp, hashtag West Coast Wispy. Do it. Fund it, man. You can subscribe to the podcasts do the iTunes thing. Amazon.
Yeah, hang on. Let me do it. Shut up. You can follow us on Twitter at Dez Delgadillo and at The Wisp, hashtag West Coast Wispy. You can subscribe to the podcast via the iTunes, and you will get every single podcast, whether it be Throwback Vibes, Culture My Pop, or the People's Podcast, in your inbox every single week. You can buy things from the Amazon affiliate link. And if you're not down with that, I've just got two words for you. Piss off.